I am joined in the studio by two local musicians, harpist Kari Navilla and cellist Josie Campbell, to talk about their upcoming move to London, the future of classical music, and an upcoming harp recital to be presented by Kari this coming Sunday, August 1st. Stay tuned to hear our conversation. So both of you have connections to Knoxville. Can you tell us about your connections to Knoxville?
Sure. Well, I was born and raised in East Tennessee from Morristown, and I was a part of the Knoxville Symphony Youth Orchestra for, gosh, like 12 years. I've always been connected to Knoxville and the music of it, and I'm really excited to have a concert coming up next Sunday on Edvard Grieg.
So. Yeah, nice. And what about you, Josie?
Yeah, so I'm actually originally from Atlanta, but I moved down here to go to the University of Tennessee. So I've been here for the past 4 years, and I actually worked for the Youth Symphony as well during my time here, and I did a little bit of volunteering with the Joy Music School too while I attended university.
Nice. And what are your musical backgrounds? I know both of you obviously are musicians. How did you come to play the instruments that you do?
Oh, well, long story short, I met William Lovelace at Carlisle Music Doctors in Morristown, Tennessee, and then I started taking lessons with him there, and then he transitioned to St. Joseph's School in Knoxville, and yeah, I started on the violin. That's where I actually started in the youth orchestra.
Are you serious?
Yeah!
Oh my gosh, I didn't know that.
And then I kept that up until I was about like 7. That's when I really fell in love with the harp. I've been playing it ever since. I just graduated with my bachelor's in harp performance from Indiana University Jacobs School of Music, so still love harp to this day. It's been really interesting and fun to play such a unique instrument in the Tennessee Hills.
Yeah, I've been wondering, like, what is it like, you know, not very many people play the harp. What is it like being the harp player?
I mean, it's nice because, like, a lot of people don't really know about it or know, like, how complicated it is. So they'll just hear me play Gliss and they're like, wow. And I'm like, that's the easiest thing I can do. Yes. But yeah, it's been really awesome to find a community of harpists, even in East Tennessee. I know Cindy Hicks at the KSO and William Lovelace, obviously my former teacher. And then coming from here to Indiana, which has the largest harp department in the world, actually, has been really awesome to have this not only community and East Tennessee, but also to branch off into the wider harp world. So it's been nice.
Yeah. And what about you, Josie? What's your musical background?
Yeah. So I actually, the summer before my sixth grade year, like in middle school, I actually started on the oboe. So I started taking lessons with that for a couple months. And then they actually messed up my schedule in middle school and they accidentally sent me to orchestra. And we had to try all the instruments. So I tried the cello and I like fell in love with the cello. So for about 5 years, I played oboe and cello.
Oh, wow.
And then eventually I chose cello just because I loved it more. And so I've played that ever since I was 11. None of my family are like professional musicians, but they're all in like band, but I was the first like orchestra kid. And yeah, I've played it ever since. And then I just graduated my degree in music performance from UT. So.
Ah, that's so exciting. So both of you will be attending the Royal Academy of Music in London. How did you both end up deciding on that school? What's the story there?
Well, it took me forever to decide. I was really in between the academy and the also conservatory music, and it's always been my dream to go abroad. But in the end, I realized that the academy really trains its musicians to be like at the forefront of the music industry and to constantly fight boundaries and to create new meaning of art. And studying with Professor Skaya Conga, Professor Emerita of Harp. She's done like all the Harry Potter soundtracks. She works with Elton John, Andrew Lloyd Webber. But yeah, I'm really excited to get into film scoring and jazz and new music because for me, like my philosophy with playing the harp is to take it beyond the classical music genre and see what other things it can explore and how I can break down that boundary of it just being a strictly classical instrument. That's kind of what I want to do with my life. So
for me, I guess how I heard about Royal Academy, one of my friends, she got the Fulbright scholarship, and she recommended that I apply for it through the Office of National Scholarships. So when I had kind of my like initial meeting with them, they were like, oh, you should also apply to this thing called the Marshall Scholarship, which is specifically for schools in the UK. And so I applied to that and the Fulbright, and I obviously had to choose schools in the UK, so I chose the Royal Academy and the Trinity Laban Conservatory. So it was really just because I applied for the Marshall Scholarship, and those are just the two schools that I chose. The Royal Academy is amazing, and just all the faculty and teachers there and all just the history. I really just want to kind of go, I guess, to the forefront of where classical music started to help diversify the field, and I feel like Royal Academy and London and Europe in general is really where I can do that.
So for our listeners who maybe don't know or aren't familiar with the Marshall Scholarship, it's pretty prestigious, right?
Yeah.
You know, you can toot your own horn a little bit. So what's your life going to consist of being a Marshall Scholar while you're a student at the Royal Academy?
So what's really great about the Marshall Scholarship is it's a fully funded scholarship by the British government. So it pays for all of my tuition and fees. It pays for me to get over there, and I get a monthly stipend as well for my living expenses. So, and basically what the Marshall Scholarship really focuses on is forging those UK and US connections. So I kind of will be acting as kind of like an ambassador between the two countries. So that's very important. And I have like a whole cohort of the other 46 scholars who got the scholarship, and they're from all different backgrounds, all over the U.S., all different fields, so not just music, but a bunch of different fields.
Oh, that's so cool. So you are one of 46.
Yes. So
for this class.
Yes. So I went through an interview process. About 1,100 applicants applied. And then after that, you have to write a series of essays and recommendations. And then after that, about 100 get selected for the interview process. And then out of that, the 46 scholars get selected.
Wow. Well, congratulations to you. That's going to be so exciting.
Thank you.
So, Kari, you mentioned that you'll actually be performing a solo concert soon. Can you tell us a little bit more about it?
Sure. It's going to be next Sunday, August 1st at 4 p.m. at Faith Lutheran Church in Farragut / Knoxville, Tennessee.
Love the slash.
Yeah, it's basically Knoxville, but some people prefer the Farragut name. But I will be focusing on the music of Edvard Grieg, and I am half Norwegian, so I thought it was important to celebrate my heritage and his writings transcribed for the harp that I've been working on as one of my last concerts of the summer.
Yeah, that's so cool. So maybe, you know, again, for our listeners who might not know what exactly the process of transcribing looks like, what is a typical day of transcribing look like for you?
A lot of coffee and stress. But usually I take like a skeleton score, and then I just, so the harp, I like to think of it, it's most similar to a piano, except instead of horizontal, obviously it's vertical. And in essence, we have the white keys on the piano as our strings, and then we have seven pedals at our feet, which help us to achieve different keys and to achieve the black keys on the piano. So in essence, some pieces are easily transcribable for the harp. But because we have so many pedal changes, like In the Hall of the Mountain King being my example, is near impossible. So if you come to my concert, you'll see me doing a workout with all four limbs. But yeah, I just usually take the score and then just mark out what is playable, not playable. Also, fun fact, harpists, we don't use our pinkies. So I can never play like a five-part chord in my right or left hand. So just a lot of dissecting, going in between the harp and computer. You know, it takes patience, but it's fun to do and to see the final product at the end.
Oh, that's so cool. I had no idea you guys don't use your pinkies.
Yeah, we're a bunch of fakers. Yeah, it looks like we are, but it never quite touches.
So both of you are the next generation, I guess, of classical musicians. What is your vision for the future of classical music as you guys are about to embark on your postgraduate degrees?
Well, me and Josie actually met for the first time, gosh, a few weeks ago. And I think we just really hit it off because I feel like we both have the same philosophy when it comes to music, and that breaking down stereotypes and boundaries that hold it. Like for me, the harp sometimes seems like this unachievable instrument, and people are like in awe of it, which is great, but I really want people to be able to come up and listen and to be able to learn and not just have to, you know, pay like expensive amount of dollars to learn. No, like I'd love to take the harp to schools and to nursing homes just so that people can actually learn about this ethereal instrument and how you can actually learn from it. And I feel like we still have a lot of work to do to diversify music, and I know that's one of Josie's great missions in life, is to make sure that we're celebrating all different types of life and backgrounds and cultures and really educate the next generation. Like, yes, we are the next generation, but how can we further educate people so that all music is celebrated and it's not just this small part of it.
Yeah, I totally agree with Kari. Yeah, one of my goals is to really diversify classical music and make it accessible to all children, especially because classical music has such a big effect on your learning and your growth and your development. And a lot of communities, especially people of color, don't have access to classical music because of the financial barriers and the racial barriers as well. And I think that's what we really need to focus on as the next generation of classical musicians, is making sure that this art form doesn't die out. And I think the key to that is making it more accessible and more inclusive to people from all backgrounds.
Well, it seems like the future of classical music is in good hands with these two musicians, cellist Josie Campbell and harpist Kari Navilla, joining me in the studio. And remember, Kari will be presenting a solo harp recital free of charge, complete with a harp demonstration and music of Edvard Grieg, this coming Sunday, August 1st, at Faith Lutheran Church in Farragut at 4 p.m.